20 minutes past 12 o'clock on a cold day across the Miami Valley. Do wrap up. If you're heading out, we could have wind chills that feel like 8 degrees below, as we only expect 13 degrees on the thermometer. We'll keep you posted. You stay tuned. And so glad you're by right now, because it is a great pleasure for me to welcome to the studio a longtime sort of presence here at WYSO, also a Community Voices member, plus a professor of photography for many years at the college, and now work at the Herndon Gallery, among many others. It's my pleasure to welcome Denny Eagleson. Denny, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us, Nikki. It's a pleasure to be able to come over and talk about the exhibition that's going on right now.
It is called Meme, Culture in Transmission. And there's almost, I think it's pretty safe to say that virtually everyone that's listening has been touched by a meme in one way or another, even if they don't have online access, because although we might associate a meme with the internet, it also is just cultural information between people. Denny, can you tell us a little bit about what a meme is and what this exhibit means to show?
Well, this the idea for this exhibition evolved. It was curated by Susan Burns, who was a former director of Art Street at University of Dayton, and now she is sort of a at-large curator and a sculptor. And in our conversations, we were trying to think about what people were grappling with in terms of a concept. She's been working with area artists over the last 7 years, and she could identify a number of artists who could respond to a particular challenge. And so the idea of meme came up, and it seemed like a really good organizing concept. If you have any, you know, contact on Facebook, there is sort of a world of these generating images and texts that people sort of take and sample and then distribute, and they have a life of their own. And what we were interested in doing in this exhibition was looking at sort of larger messages and how artists can possibly create work that might function as a meme, meaning that it would have a life and that it would then generate and proliferate in some kind of way. So we're looking not so much at the internet culture, but at larger sort of iconic images that end up having a lot of impact on people's ideas. And that is what is sort of demonstrated in the gallery.
I love it. It's so the definition of meme is, I mean, there's a couple of ways to sort of spin it, but you have sort of distilled, you have a good representation of strictly meme, which incidentally, it's interesting to think about the sense of icon or you know, cultural touchstone. But what is the official definition of meme?
This is something, it was kind of coined originally by Richard Dawkins, who was an evolutionary biologist, and this was 1976. So now it's understood as a unit of cultural transmission, such as an idea, tune, catchphrase, style, fashion, symbol, practice that spreads from one person to another through imitation.
Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, we should point out, for if it's a new term to you, it's spelled M-E-M-E, meme. So if you want to look it up, M-E-M-E, meme. And there's a viral aspect to it, too. I remember being aware when I was a kid of doing jump rope rhymes that my mother seemed to recognize, and this would have been from, you know, 50 years previous, that she would have been singing these songs. And yet, I mean, I wonder if those kind of things actually would have been earlier forms of meme when we had less mass communication. But all interesting things to think about. And Denny Eagleson, you are not alone here today. You've brought someone who will be figuring in Thursday night at a very special presentation at the gallery.
So I'd like to introduce Will Davis, who has a piece in the gallery that I would say is it's brilliant. It is a great demonstration of sort of two threads of ideas that mash together. On Thursday night at 7 o'clock, there are going to be three different performances by artists who are participating in the exhibition, and Will Davis is one of them, and he's going to be doing a performance. And so I'd like to introduce Will, bring his voice into this conversation.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction. Very Flattered. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking so forward to Thursday night. Thank you for having me here today.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited about this, and I think I'm going to bring the kids. You could bring the kids to this. It could be yeah. In fact, there might even be plenty of things that they can find as touchstones in these memes.
Yeah, good, good.
You have brought a little bit of sound that figures in. Can you tell us about what we're going to hear here in a couple moments?
Well, the piece that I created that's in the gallery now, this is exclusive of Thursday night's live performance. This is a stereo piece. There are two different bits of information, one on the left and one on the right. For one of them is Chris Crocker.
Now, do we want to give it away? I'm almost tempted to play it, but
really?
As soon
okay.
as you say the quote, I think most people will conjure it
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I won't say the quote.
Okay.
This is the guy, young man from Tennessee, who in 2007, I think it was very dramatically and tearfully defending an idol of his. that's one channel. And the other channel is a parrot from Ecuador who's learning to cry like a human baby. And my reasons for choosing those two things is just because I was interested in – well, I wanted to create something that had a sense of humor for one thing, but also I was interested in how those two bits of information sort of complement and comment on one another. So it's a 30-second piece, and it's looped currently in the gallery now.
Okay. And so is there any visual that accompanies it so much, or is it more audio?
Well, interestingly, I created it purely as audio, and we were looking for an image to perhaps put in as a press release or something. So I said, well, I'll kind of create an image to go with this and some visual representation of what I was thinking when I created the audio. And so I took two pictures, one of Chris Crocker and the other of a parrot, and sort of like a superimposition of the two. And it's you kind of liked it.
It's very crazy. It's really wonderfully crazy. As you'll hear, the audio piece is also wonderfully crazy.
So I do have the visual piece as well as the audio piece in the gallery now.
You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave Benny alone! Please! Leave Benny alone! Leave!
How funny. I wonder how many listeners pictured that. He's the original, he's under like a sheet.
Yes.
So you get the feeling that he's not supposed to be doing it for some reason, or I'm not sure why he's under a sheet, and he's got the sheet also over the camera, so you're looking at him, leave Bradley alone, when she was self-destructing in front of everyone. So not only was her activity became this, but a reaction to it became its own meme.
It's very odd, and I think that's the 15 minutes that Andy Warhol was talking about. Because television and radio don't really allow for that so much, but the internet does,
doesn't it? Yeah,
and I think So it's an odd thing. I think within 48 hours of him posting that on YouTube, it was seen and discussed and weighed in by over 4 million people.
It's almost hard to grasp how crazily popular that means that became in this tiny amount of time. You think about children's rhymes that took all these decades by repetition and word of mouth to have been passed on, and now we all – well, so many – I know many, many people that I sort of roll with are familiar with that meme. How does that happen? Is there any – have we ever come upon – when I first saw it, it occurred to me that this is going to stick around. This has some sticking power. Now, has there been any further study or any understanding or maybe even any light cast from this exhibit about what is it? What is it that has that viral spark?
Well, we are trying to address that in the exhibition. And, you know, when you come to see the work, a number of artists are working with multiple strands and weaving combinations that have never existed before, in a way that Glenna Jennings is working with images from the NCR archive of a man who was injured on the job. And she's combining, and she created a wallpaper installation. And she also is presenting in that same installation representations of master's thesis that she's discovered from the UD library. Mm. So you have to make sense of these two visual elements. Other people are working with multiple channel video and sort of really addressing the presence on the internet of these sort of evolving combinations of elements. Juan C. Gonzalez is working with a visual image that is getting broken down. So it's a pixelated image that's happened because of bad transmission. So it's it's how we're being affected with all of these multiple streams of information, and the fact that we're the receivers and that we're trying to make sense of all of this, and the pace and the intensity is so speeded up. So I think that a lot of the work in the gallery does address that that way that we are receiving information and trying to make sense out of it.
We're talking with Denny Eagleson, who's with this amazing exhibit at the Herndon Gallery here on the Antioch College campus. It's called Meme, Culture and Transmission. It's running now through February 15th, a very special performance this Thursday night. That's the 24th at 7 p.m. only. This is the only time during the course of this exhibit that you can come and see this live dynamic presentation. Also, if you'd like to find out more, go to the website antiochcollege.org. That's Antioch College, one word. .org, or you can write to you. People can write directly to you. It's your initial D and Eagleson, so Deagleson at antiochcollege.org. That's D Eagleson, Eagle and Son, spelled like you'd think, at antiochcollege.org. So have you gotten any feeling, Will, from the response to this so far? Are you getting are people adding to the memes? Are they recognizing these for what they are?
Oh, yeah, I've had some really great conversations with people about the definition of meme and like the question you asked, why this? That's the question. It's I don't know that I have any answers. I mean, I don't know why these things are singled out and they are distributed like they are. They seem so meaningless in some way. These are the things that we're passing on to one another. I don't know why we do that, but it's very interesting, and I love – I mean – It was a bit of a challenge to come up with something for this show because I thought, okay, there's so many possibilities. And then the night that we had the opening reception, and because I don't know many of the other artists participating, and so that night when I was able to go around and visit each person's piece and see how they interpreted this theme and what a meme means to them, it was fascinating as an artist and just as a lover of art to see the different possibilities. It's so, so good.
I wanted to also invite people on February 7th. We're going to have a roundtable discussion. A number of the artists will be present, and it's the opportunity for us to unpack this idea and to look at the work and see how it might be functioning as a meme and to get closer sense or description of what memes are and how they function in our lives at this point. So it'll be at 7 o'clock in the gallery, and it's open. Well, people are welcome to come.
Just absolutely fascinating, and I love it. And I like taking part in the memes. I like it. I remember the study of humor. Often there's like the callback that you establish something earlier, and then later on you keep making reference to it. And it's funny because it maybe comes up in a clever way, but also it's comfortable to come back to a thing that you've already been introduced to, that you already know. So a comedian uses this mechanism a lot. And to me, memes kind of have that feel to them, that it's something then that you share, that's a commonality that you can touch back to. But I just love the idea of it. I love the notion of this whole exhibit. And if people wanted to keep track of the Herndon Gallery just in general, is the antiochcollege.org a good site to keep monitoring that?
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place here. Lots of great things happening with the college and with the Herndon Gallery. It's just a great honor to have the two of you on today. Will Davis, thanks for taking a moment with us.
Thank you for having me.
Denny Eagleson, keep us posted, won't you?
Great. Thank you so much, Nikki.
And we'll put this audio and links to all the information on our website as well. Thank you so much for listening to Public Radio for the Miami Valley. You've got Excursions.